from Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's Prime Minister warns of a dangerous new Soviet Union. Pakistani television talk show host shot in an ambush. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukraine's Prime Minister says Russia's President Vladimir Putin may be trying to restore the Soviet Union with the recent annexation of Crimea and pro-Russian unrest in eastern Ukraine. Arseniy Yatsenyuk spoke to NBC Television's Meet the Press by video link from Ukraine on Sunday, and in the interview, he expressed concern about what he believes is Mr. Putin's ultimate goal.
The question is that they have their own country, we have our own country. And we can fix our problem inside with any kind of Russian support. The more Russia supports us, the more problem we get. So if Russia pulls back, we will have Ukraine as one united, territorially integral, sovereign and independent state.
Russia earlier said it was outraged by a deadly shootout in eastern Ukraine that breached an Easter truce. Officials say a shootout at a checkpoint manned by pro-Russian separatists left at least two people dead near the town of Slavyansk, which is under the control of pro-Russian militants. A Ukrainian group blamed for the attack denies any involvement and accuses Russian special forces for being behind that incident. Malaysia Airlines says a flight with 166 people on board made a safe emergency landing today after experiencing a problem with its landing gear. The flight carrying 159 passengers and 7 crew members was bound for Bangalore, India, when it turned back toward the airport in Kuala Lumpur where it landed. Last month, a Malaysian Airlines flight vanished during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing in circumstances still not clear. Searchers are still looking for any wreckage from the plane in the Indian Ocean. South Korean divers have entered a sunken ferry to recover more bodies, with the death toll climbing to 58, with 246 still unaccounted for. Most of the victims are high school students. Hundreds of divers, including civilian volunteers, have been battling strong undercurrents and poor visibility to enter the submerged ferry. There are only 174 known survivors, with no one rescued since last Wednesday. The captain, the third mate, and one other crew member are all under arrest on charges of deserting their passengers as the ferry was sinking. A series of attacks, including a coordinated assault on a Shiite college in Baghdad, killed at least 14 people and wounded almost 50 in Iraq Sunday. A suicide bomber and several gunmen targeted the university, killing 5 people and wounding more than 13 others. There's been no claim of responsibility for those bombings. Journalists and civil society groups in Pakistan took to the streets Sunday to protest a shooting attack on one of the country's best-known television talk show hosts. Ayaz Ghul has more from Islamabad.
The private Jio News channel's primetime host, Hamid Mir, was ambushed and shot in Karachi on Saturday as he traveled from the airport to the studio to conduct a live show. He was hit by several bullets, but doctors say his condition has stabilized. The channel's Islamabad bureau chief, Rana Jawad, says Mir is still under critical observation in the hospital.
He's out of danger. Life-threatening situation is over.
The 47-year-old Mir told police that his car was chased from the airport by unidentified men in a vehicle and motorcycles who then opened fire in a congested part of the road. The attack has outraged journalists in Pakistan, and on Sunday, they took to the streets of Islamabad to demand the government bring to justice those responsible. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Partial results from Afghanistan's presidential election show. Former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah still in the lead, but short of an outright majority. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says, with about half the votes counted, Abdullah leads with 44%, while former Finance Minister Ashraf Ghani is in second place with 33%. Final results are due next month. President Hamid Karzai was constitutionally barred from running for a third term. Next month's presidential election in Egypt will be contested by just 2 candidates after no one else filed paperwork to run in the polls by Sunday's deadline. Former Egyptian Army General Abdul el-Sisi will face a challenge from leftist politician Hamdine Sabihi. The vote is scheduled for May 26th and 27th. General el-Sisi, who toppled Egypt's first freely elected president Mohamed Morsi in July after 1 year in office, is widely expected to win the election. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. These and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.